Local political science experts are sharing concerns about the U.S. presidential campaigns and the responsibility of running the country following President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump testing positive for the coronavirus. Cornell professor Doug Kreiner says it's still not clear if the diagnosis will sway voters, but there is a key voting demographic to watch.
It's just that, you know, the senior vote has been more in play than last time. It's much more evenly split between the two candidates. And of course, the main reason for that, from all the evidence that we have, and certainly from logic, is the president's handling of the coronavirus.
Syracuse University Associate Professor Shana Guderian is not entirely surprised of the president contracting the virus due to his travel schedule and holding multiple campaign rallies with little health protocols observed. Guderian fears Trump's illness leaves the doors wide open for other volatility added to the electoral process.
Adding the vulnerability of the president's health will lead to beliefs about conspiracy theories, about how the president got it. I have concerns that the president's health will be blamed on outside actors and open up this kind of volatility that is already part of the political system.
Guderian says the president could reemerge after he recovers to finally change his messaging about the importance to follow CDC guidelines to stop the spread of the coronavirus. Like Professor Kreiner at Cornell, she doesn't think voters' minds will change a vote for Trump or Joe Biden, but it could cause some to hold off finalizing their vote as they continue to monitor the president's health first. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WAER.org.